Manika ji, we are here at the steps of the Victorian Parliament early in the morning. Tell us what you've been doing.
Yes, we are here at the crack of dawn, and this is a curtain raiser for International Day of Yoga, which you know will fall on 21st of June. For the first time, 177 countries with India moved a historic UN resolution to call 21st June as the International Day of Yoga. So we'll be celebrating that at Springer's Town Hall. And we're expecting about 1,000 people or so out there during the entire day. It will be a day-long event of workshop come conference on yoga. We'll be doing many asanas, including Surya Namaskar. There'll be speakers from yoga institutions, practitioners, academicians, Monash and RMIT, and a couple of other universities. There'll also be medicos and other yoga experts who would be participating in that conference. This is a wonderful event, I would say. And today, we were not expecting such a big crowd, but we've got so many people, not only from Indian diaspora, but also from Australia or Melbourne, to start this event. We have another week going, and hope we'll do that well.
Yoga, as you rightly say, is an ancient art. Why has it taken it so long to have a United Nations sponsored day to celebrate yoga?
Well, that I think so we have to ask ourselves. But we needed a very inspiring leadership to kind of bring it to that level, and we've got it. And so many other countries might be thinking similarly or whatever, but we needed Indian leadership, and we've got it. And so today we have it.
And your message, especially to the wider Australians, Indians are still aware of what yoga is. But those who don't practice and don't know much about yoga, your final message?
Yoga is a great gift and inspiration from the Indian civilization to the world. Yoga brings peace and harmony. It makes you at peace and harmony with yourself, with your inner self, with your outer self, as well as with others and nature. And that is what is the call of today and what the world needs. The message for everyone is it has nothing to do with any particular kind, caste, community, religion. Yoga is good for health, for your mind, and for finally for your spirit and divinity.
Thank you so much, Manika ji.